Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves and dial in toll-free. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of the show here with you this evening. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website. And there you will find all manner of different features. They are all completely free for you. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So you can, if you're surfing around the web, you find something interesting you think our other listeners would appreciate knowing about it, you just submitted a show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. And I can tell you, it's a great source of show prep for this radio program. I was just digging around some of the other news sites out there, and, you know, I just didn't find anything that was really hot for me. Like, nothing really stuck with me. But then I went to freetalklive.com, and there are at least a few different things right there at the top of the page that I thought were pretty interesting. One of them, both of them involve young people in America today. One of them about Macy's being fined $750,000 for selling children's hoodies. And the other one about a special needs student at a government middle school, apparently, that was being verbally abused by some of the staff. First up, the Macy's story from dailyfinance.com. Macy's has agreed to pay $750,000 as a penalty for selling what the Consumer Product Safety Commission, a government agency, considers to be dangerous drawstring-equipped children's clothing. So the suggestion here is that because hoodies, which I'm sure maybe if you live down south, you don't know what a hoodie is, but it's a sweater with a hood on it, basically. And usually they have drawstrings on them, so you can kind of tighten the hoodie around your head to keep the bristling wind out. That's the idea behind them. And the government has decided that these drawstrings are illegal, if I guess you're selling them to children. Says here that
what qualifies as a child, I guess, is the first thing I.
That's not made clear here. Children's upper outerwear with drawstrings, such as sweatshirts, sweaters, and jackets, pose a strangulation hazard that may result in serious injury or death, says CPSC. The civil penalty agreement settles CPSC's charges that Macy's deliberately failed to notify the CPSC immediately, as required by federal law, that it sold children's sweatshirts, sweaters, and jackets with neck drawstrings between 2006 and 2010.
So, hold on. They have to notify that they sell a certain product?
That's correct. Don't you know, Mark, the government's out there looking out for you. They're trying to keep your kids.
If you were doing that, then they would have caught this within the first 2 years.
You have a 3-year-old son out there, Mark, and he could be strangled by the drawstring in his hoodie.
I don't think we have any drawstrings for his hoodies. I can't think of any.
Well, that's thanks to the federal government for keeping him safe.
We put him in something that kills more children every year than drawstrings could ever hope to, and that's a motor vehicle. So if the federal government really wanted to save children, they'd outlaw motor vehicles.
Sweaters, jackets with drawstrings all banned. The sweaters, sweatshirts, and jackets in question were sold by Macy's and stores owned by their company, including Bloomingdale's and Robinson's May. The CPSC accused Macy's of knowingly selling recalled children's clothing with drawstrings, commonly known as hoodies, which was outlawed with the passage of the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008. Now, was that the same act that banned, was that the same act that basically forced all toy manufacturers to lead test their products prior to marketing them?
It sounds like the same time frame.
I believe that is. If I'm recalling correctly, I believe it was Consumer Product Safety Improvement something or other. And if you didn't hear the news, they have mandated that all toy manufacturers, including the smallest of the small mom and pops, if you're just putting together, you know, wooden toy, you know, block toys in your basement and selling them at the local consignment shop, you likely qualify for being regulated here. They want everyone to go through lead testing for their products at the cost of hundreds, if not over $1,000 for that lead test, which, of course, dramatically affects mom-and-pop businesses as far as costs are concerned, and sure. doesn't do jack to Hasbro, because you have to test each toy model, whereas Hasbro and Mattel or whatever, they're just making one, they're making, you know, a proposal toy, and or they're going to put one toy out and then market 100,000 or a million of these things, whereas your mom-and-pops are only putting out 5 or 10 or, you know, 100 or something like that. It's a huge difference. And I think it's the same build that actually made it so you can't resell this stuff either. So like old yeah. toys, so Goodwill, for instance, had to go and clean off their shelves. Because if Goodwill was selling, or your local Salvation Army, if your local thrift store was selling some kind of product that was made prior to this new Consumer Product Safety Commission Act, it's illegal. You can't sell these things anymore. Yeah, so they're literally throwing these things out.
Destroyed the secondhand market in toys. And I guess people will just be giving them away or selling them at garage sales now. But most of my son's toys, I would say, are secondhand.
I don't remember if garage sale sold toys were illegal as well under that. I don't recall that detail.
Well, it would be impossible to police.
Under the settlement, Macy's denies intentionally violating the law. Federal law requires manufacturers, distributors, and retailers to notify the CPSC within 24 hours after being made aware of a product containing a defect that could create a substantial hazard, create an unreasonable risk or serious injury or death. Of serious injury or death. Really? The string in a hoodie
right, well,
creates an unreasonable risk?
Is the string that they intentionally put in a defect? And I think that this is the kind of thing that just stifles business in this country, you know, over and over again. What happens when the government gets so large? I mean, does it just drown out business everywhere, make it
yeah.
so only the biggest businesses can
That's
survive? Because
right.
Macy's can survive this. But if they would have gone after some mom-and-pop retailer,
$750,000,
it would put them under.
The CPSC first issued drawstring guidelines in 1996 to help prevent children from being strangled by or becoming entangled in the neck and waist drawstrings of jackets and sweatshirts. Are they also outlawing belts for children, too?
No, belts are fine.
Huh. Well, how is that going to happen exactly, that a drawstring on a hoodie is going to somehow strangle a child to death? Unless they were to take it out, tie it around their neck, and pull real tight.
I suppose that some situation could happen that one or both of the drawstrings could be caught by something. The hood could be down, and then that would cause the, you know, if it was caught in some kind of machinery or something like that, pull. I mean, you know, the fact is, the world is a crazy place.
Kids working over heavy machinery.
I think the number is, it's something less than a half a dozen people each year are killed by falling coconuts. I mean, the crazy things happen,
Don't
no
tell
doubt.
The government.
But you just can't design for everything. I don't know if I think that drawstrings on hoodies are such a great idea, but at the same time, isn't that the parents' choice and responsibility to some extent?
The CPSC first issued drawstring guidelines
also,
in 96.
If it's a problem, shouldn't the parents be able to sue Macy's rather than the government coming in? And who's
right,
the $750,000 going to benefit?
There's no news here about children actually being strangled by drawstrings.
No, this is just a fear of strangled children by drawstrings.
That same year, the CPSC and certain manufacturers and distributors announced recalls of other garments that also had drawstrings. So they're saying, you should have known. You should be paying attention to what they say here. Any consumer product safety rule, regulation, standard, or ban enforced by the CPSC, if any product comes across your vendor realm that you're considering selling, you need to let us know.
Because the ignorance of the law is no excuse, citizen's
yeah.
excuse.
Yeah. How could anyone know what all of the safety rules, regulations, standards, or bans enforced by the CPSC are?
They couldn't possibly know. There are more laws. If you just figure for your municipality, you can't read all the laws in your municipality that apply to you, whether it's federal, state, or local, in three lifetimes. They've done the math. They've required this, you know, what would the requirement be if you had, say, a 10-hour day reading laws, and you could read at such and such pages per hour? And forget, if you actually want to understand something, you may have to go back and reread it.
Oh, my God, like 10 times.
Three lifetimes. You couldn't possibly. At this point, the government can just whip out a law, say, well, you should have known. I mean, this isn't conclusive by any stretch of the imagination.
I want to know if there's actually somebody out there that supports this kind of thing. 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Do you need to have the government out there taking drawstrings out of children's hoodies to keep them safe? Really? This is Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My wife and I sat in class to learn how to have natural child birth. And the first thing they teach you is that you have to breathe properly. See, so when you press down on the muscles, breathe. That's my wife's job. So she's there. And she was good. My job is to bend my wife in half and say, push. So my wife is there. And I'm there, push. And I'm the cheerleader. Push him out. Shove him out. Way out. Push him out. Shove him out. Way out.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize. And off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features on the site, and we give them to you. In fact, we've got a mobile site for those of you that have smartphones. You want quick access to the live streams. and podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com carries everything you need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and their selection is expansive. I've been on their site and bought some things, and there's just so much selection there for you to check out at manventureoutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're shopping online. And their prices are just the lowest you're going to find. Also, you can use the coupon code FTL and get an additional 5% off. You can get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. The news is about Macy's paying a $750,000 fine to the federal government because they sold some hoodies with drawstrings in them. In case you didn't know, the federal government is out there looking to keep your children safe from the dangers of drawstrings in hoodies. Now, it doesn't say here what ages the drawstrings are not allowed, you know, what ages of children that hoodies are being marketed to, that they're not allowing drawstrings.
Well, for one thing, this suggests that, when there's been no lawsuit filed, no story here of any child that's ever been strangled by them, that somehow the federal government...
Maybe back in the 90s. They started this back in 1996.
There's nothing in the story about it.
No, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
It could happen. It could have happened somewhere, but I
usually that's without, why government laws get created, right? Like somebody offs themselves or hurts themselves and then calls for, we need a law! And, then these things come about.
What is it, about 7 kids per year get killed, or per decade get killed by electric windows?
Car windows,
cars?
Right. Yeah.
How can a business know all of these, take care of all of these things? It seems to me this is something for a tort. You know, a lawsuit, not for the federal government to be taken care of. And one is just assuming that parents are completely irresponsible boobs here. You know, I mean, if a parent doesn't want their kid to have a drawstring, then they shouldn't have it. Enough parents say, no, we don't want drawstrings. There'll be no market for drawstring hoodies, and, you know, they'll stop making them.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Also, I did pull up more information about the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008. It is the one that we thought it was. We'll tell you more about that in a moment here, because they actually still haven't quite implemented it all. We'll get to you.
Well, these things take time.
Yeah, we'll get to the details on that. But first, Lauren's on the line in Ohio. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live at the Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
That's a perfect example of the cancer that is the United States corporation government, because they're just sucking everybody for everything they've got. This is what comes of not understanding who the rules and regulations are for. It's not for us. It's for them. And we don't seem to get it. You know, we just, it is.
When you say it's for them, you mean the big corporations, or what do you mean?
Well, now here's the thing that sucks. The corporations are actually under the government because the government created them.
Mm-hmm.
But the government, the state governments and the federal governments were created by the people. The one that creates is the one that has the power to control, the one that has the right to control.
That's well, I didn't create the government.
But now we've got corporations combined with the government that they bought, and they're stomping all over us and, you know, peeing on our heads, and we're like putting up with it. You know, they're feeling up our kids at the airport. Are you crazy? I mean, know what? This guy's raping this 10-year-old boy. Hey! But they're talking about minor attracted individuals now. You know, like this is normal. I mean, you know, somebody should have beat that guy to a bloody pulp right there.
You're talking about the coach, the football coach guy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what kind of insanity allows you to walk away from a baby getting raped? I don't know. You know, mothers, we would have picked up a garbage can and beat that man into a bloody pulp right there.
Well, I don't know if violence is the right solution to problems.
There's people that, hey, there's constructive, where you build up and you create, and there's destructive. You know, Satan is a taker, not a maker. You don't rape children. These are people you live with, that you deal with. But anyway, I wasn't really calling about that. I was calling about just the fact that we don't understand that we're not the ones that are supposed to be being ruled by all these rules, codes, regulations, and statutes, that these perverts, and did you see this thing going up to George Bush again?
The what?
This whole, that's a pedophile, that's a rape ring.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
What's going on in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
That whole Happy Valley thing?
Please tell me, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, the football coach that just got fired one that just got a criminal attorney because he's an accessory after the fact to criminal activity. It turns out that through that foundation, they were selling those little boys to high-paying donors. And Bush's names came up. Again, the Franklin cover-up, they were mentioned there.
Interesting allegations, Lauren. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. These allegations have floated around Washington, D.C. and kind of the halls of power for a long time. The idea that there have, you know, for decades, been people who have been peddling small children to certain perverted senators and representatives and such.
You'd think that that would get some play in the media, you know, that somebody would come out and say, hey, you know, somebody in the George Bush administration touched me inappropriately. I mean, Herman Cain tries to run for president and five women came out and said he talked dirty to me or something. I think one of them got groped, as we're claiming a groping. So, you know, the idea that I don't know. For me, I've always found these claims dubious. I've never seen anything that looks like evidence for them. And for extraordinary claims, you need extraordinary evidence.
1-855-453 to Tyrone in Georgia. Tyrone, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Tyrone.
Hello, you two.
Hey, what's on your mind?
About these drawstrings and the craziness with fines and laws and all that carrying on. But just how about just advise the parent who bought those things to just cut the drawstrings off? If you don't cut them off, well, then, you know, on you. How about that?
Well, that would require people to take responsibility for their actions, Tyrone. You're such a radical.
I know. That's what they tell me all the time.
Anything else you want to share?
Just cut the drawstrings off.
Right. If you're afraid of that, I, for one, would like to have my child have the ability to cut the darn wind out from going down his neck with the hoodie. That's what the drawstrings are for. You want to make it so you can cut the wind out.
Depends on the age of the child, frankly, as to whether or not they can use it. I don't think my son at 3.5 would have a lot of luck in adjusting his, hood.
Maybe. Again, we're not sure what level of what they're considering a child. We don't know what age range they're talking about here. Anyway, Tyrone, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, it was a few years ago, I think, and I'm not sure what happened with this case, but they were also talking about those drawstrings on blinds, getting caught up and getting hung, those things.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what happened to that case, and I still see people selling with the strings on, so I'm not sure if that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now in the studio. We still have drawstrings.
Yeah, every one of those things comes with a warning on the string, and that's not enough, though, right? I mean, still, kids could still, you know, die from
it. Tyrone, thanks for the call.
Put warning on the drawstrings for the hoodies, then.
There you go.
Slap a warning on everything. You should get one when you come out of the birth canal. Warning, life is a fatal, sexually transmitted disease that is fatal.
You could hurt yourself. Thanks, Tyrone. Appreciate it. 855-453, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Are you protected enough yet? It's Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners. And in point of fact, the story that we're talking about here tonight was posted on our website by the newest member of the Free Talk Live Shrine. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to see Anne. She is the newest member there, and she's got her own blog where this was originally posted. In fact, you can link to it over at freetalklive.com. That's where I got the story from. It was right on our own front page. The Shrine of Female Listeners is a way for lady listeners to show that they are actually listeners of this program, and it's kind of something we've been doing for a long time on this show to prove, I guess, to the radio industry that not all talk radio shows appeal to just men. And that we actually do have lady listeners in
the audience. That's kind of the frame of mind that everybody approaches talk radio with, that it's all men. And not just men, old men that listen to talk radio. And
well, when you have white old men shouting at anti-Democrat sentiments into the in the radio.
You get white old men shouting anti-Republican sentiments too.
But you're going to attract white old men as listeners when you do that. So we're doing something a little bit different, and the Shrine of Female Listeners is designed to show that off. So shrine.freetalklive.com.
Got shouting folks of all colors in the talk radio industry, and they do tend to be listened to by old folks, but that's because, you know, when you've got people tend to listen to the demographic that's on the radio. So change the demographic on the radio, you'll have different listeners. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys or people that have an attorney and need to make sure that he's doing the right thing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, how to motion for evidence, how to object, how to do all these things that are so important in taking a case to court. Because if you don't know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. In fact, courts all around the world that use the English common law system. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. You can go to jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you. Free legal flowchart, weekly tips and tactics newsletter, legal dictionary, videos. You buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember when you check out to use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
More coming up here about the Consumer Product Safety Commission, their rules that they're going to force down the throats of all toy manufacturers. They're still in the process of doing this. We'll give you some more on that in a moment. But first we go to Goshi calling from New Hampshire. Goshi, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Ian and Mark. How are you?
Hey, Goshi. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I got thank you for I wanted to thank you guys for yesterday's program and I want to especially talk to Mark and say that, you know, you were really nice to the veterans, and I was really brutal with them because I don't want to, you know, I want an apology instead of give them some kind of honor and gratitude. But anyway, that's
what do you
yesterday.
Want an apology for?
Well, for every time they pulled the trigger and killed a civilian. That's what I want the apology for.
Hmm.
But, you know, I'm
but they're just following sure orders, Goshi.
I know. That's just, you know, that's something that I was on my mind. But the most important thing that I want to talk about today is the drawstrings. Well, I, you know, they are really, really dangerous because, you know, it's government says so. But I have a question for the government. You know, the bibs that kids wear? That,
bibs?
You know, that
bibs.
Prevents kids
sure.
from drooling? That,
yeah.
that has drawstrings.
This tie strings, at least.
Or,
yeah.
or whatever, right. And you have, so, I mean, what are we talking here? Peanut kills sometimes, okay? You know, you have vaccine that can hurt you. So are we going to stop people from eating peanuts? Or, you know, so it's nonsense.
It seems arbitrary. If drawstrings haven't killed anybody, at least the story doesn't mention any, killing of small children by drawstrings in the last decade. But, of course, you know, people have adverse reactions to peanuts.
Even if one child died from drawstrings in the last 20 years, or even if a handful of them died, it's certainly not an epidemic. And
right.
I would like to know what the circumstances were. If that is the case, and we haven't seen any evidence that it is the case, I'm just curious, how did it happen? Because there's all kinds of things that kids can hurt themselves with. You're absolutely right. So how far is too far?
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, it's just another one of those loopholes that, you know, they just want to tax people, find them. You know, it's nothing but extortion, a method of extortion, one of those methods. You know, it's just nonsense. And, you know, I'm glad that you guys do this. You know, you talk about this. And I don't listen often, but when I do, I really learn so much from you guys. Like, even yesterday's podcast, I was listening and, you know, Eddie was there, and it was so great to see you guys. You know, guys today. You know, doing.
You're talking about
our
Veterans Day show where we had Eddie Free come up from Washington D.C., told his story, and we talked to some. We talked about veterans, and I think that you bring up an interesting point: is that you want an apology. You're not going to thank them for their service. You want an apology because they've taken innocent lives. Would one apology suffice, or you want one apology for every single life they've taken?
Exactly. Exactly.
The latter is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, pretty much. But, you know, it's, when was it right for anybody to kill someone and then require others to be thankful? Like, oh, thanks to veteran, you know, honor them. Honor them for what? Murder? Genocide? Crusades? Whatever.
Thank you, Goshi. Great thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. I would say, pretty provocative, but I think he's right. I don't know if it's necessary to apologize for every single instance. I think that they should just apologize for being so weak-willed as to follow the orders of a bunch of politicians in Washington, D.C.
You apologize for thinking about joining the military when you were younger? Because you did, right?
I did think about it,
Do you
yeah.
apologize for that?
Well, what would the point of apologizing for that be? I didn't actually do it.
Committing a crime, right? And I mean, isn't that a bad thing? You see, the fact is that
I didn't do it.
Different people come to the ideas of liberty at different times. And the idea that we're going to demand an apology, and I get where folks are coming from on this. I think that people have the responsibility for their actions. That includes veterans from the privates on up to the president. And I think that, anybody who participates in these things, in wars that where innocents die, that they're responsible for those actions. I get that.
However, the president get to call himself a veteran?
Does it really matter? I mean, he gets the armed contingent for the rest of his life that follows them around.
I know, you just included him in your list of veterans from private to the
commander-in-chief of the military. So, I mean, I think that from a, you could...
Are you saying they shouldn't apologize?
I'm saying
for killing people?
That demanding the apology does not create the conversation that would result in somebody coming to the ideas of liberty and realizing that perhaps that a top-down hierarchical state that feeds on war is not the optimum setup, is not going to get there through a conversation about, you need to apologize for the innocent people that you killed! Spit! Right,
I would agree with you. I mean, that's certainly not going to
build
bridges.
The Vietnam veterans are still talking about the reception, the few cases of spitting that may have occurred. And
yeah.
By the way, the documentation of this spitting really doesn't seem to be very good.
Why would there be documentation of that?
Well, look, somebody can say it happened to me here and at this time because some of the stories don't add up. People will say that they're coming through civilian airports that they had no business coming through and things like that, that they're going through the San Francisco airport coming back from a tour of duty in Vietnam. Why in the world are you coming through the San Francisco airport?
Why not? I mean, they use commercial airports.
Apparently, the people have debunked these stories and believe that that's not true. I can't tell you why.
I believe they were spit on, and I think you're right, Mark. I think you're absolutely right in that coming at somebody with that kind of an accusatory manner is certainly no way to communicate very effectively. But all that said, I think that it would be fair for them to apologize, don't you think? I mean, they hurt people. They did wrong.
If they did it.
Well, anybody that went over and followed the orders of politicians, I think, did wrong. Because they all are, whether they actually pulled the trigger, they're all backing up the people that pulled the trigger.
I think we're a long way from there, man. A long, long way.
A long way from someone apologizing for doing what's wrong.
I think that what we're looking for now is to change hearts and minds.
We're coming up here.
Get apologies that are of no value.
855-453. But once the heart and mind has changed, then apologize, right? You hurt people. It's Free Talk Live.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind to control of the airwaves. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. Different Amazons for different parts of the world. Click into the one that's appropriate for you and get whatever it is you need to buy or whatever it is you want to buy. They've got all kinds of categories, free super saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, even used items as well. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
We talk about destabilizing events around the world here on Free Talk Live just about every night, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. The best thing that you can do for your family is to get prepared. Don't delay. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. They offer delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE today to request. You get a free entree sample, and for a limited time during the holidays, you can enter promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. Use promo code FTL. Get a free sample. I mean, what are you waiting for? It's a free sample. Free shipping, 10% off any order, and peace of mind is included. The greatest gift you can give your family are the ones you love is WiseFoodStorage.com.
All right, 855-453, the toll-free number. Let's go to your calls, your thoughts. Jeff is on the line in Virginia. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm a veteran, and as far as an apology, you guys aren't going to get one from me because I've done 24 years in the military, and I've sacrificed a lot for this country to where you guys haven't done anything for it except complain about it. Come on, I'm not going to apologize.
So when you say for this country, you mean for the politicians, right?
No, for my country.
Well, I didn't ask you to do anything.
The country,
you guys sit here and think everybody pulls the trigger on a civilian. It's not that way.
90% of casualties. Wait, before you go on. The statistics from the independent media say that around 90% of casualties in this war have been civilians and non-combatants.
It's a war. Sir John Fisher
stated, World War One, it was fewer than 10%. In World War One, it was fewer than 10%. What happened? What's the difference?
Look at the weapons we're using.
Yeah.
Bullets do more damage. And you're saying that it's our fault. It's not our fault. We're
what's,
out there.
What's not
everybody
your fault?
Thinks we glorify war, but we don't. We love it when there's peacetime. But when
well,
we
if you love it so much, why do you follow orders
things?
That? Why do you follow orders to go to war if you love peace?
Why, if we didn't exist, would you have peace? No,
I think we'd be fine.
I wonder about that because I don't. There really hasn't been in the United States a war of aggression. It's certainly in the last six decades, and some people would say the entire history of the country. Can you think of a war of aggression in the last six decades?
You mean against the U.S.
Against
the war on terror.
That's not a war. It's not a real war.
So does it seem fair to you that 250,000 people died to get Osama bin Laden? Innocent people.
I couldn't tell you on that one.
Well, it doesn't seem fair to me.
Sure that the
what if one of those people was your mom?
Right?
What if one of those people that died was your mom in order to get Osama bin Laden? Would it be worth it to you?
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that was killed trying to do that. I've had friends
you mean,
die.
You mean a person in the military that signed up for it?
Why do you think some of them did it? They did
That's
it for their
means,
country.
Mark, yeah.
They did it to get this guy, to protect the country. You guys don't see that. You sit back here with your bleeding heart liberal attitude, all those poor people, those sons of bitches are going to be the ones that are going to kill you guys.
Wait a minute. What makes you think I'm a liberal? There's liberals that support war.
What makes you think that innocent people are going to do anything to me?
If they're not doing anything, we don't shoot them.
That's 90% of casualties in this war.
Listen, we have laws of armed conflict. If we violate that, we go to jail.
So the 5 year old that was murdered in a house raid, that person was deserving?
No.
In Iraq?
The person that did that should be hung.
Right.
Because
well, what
there
about,
are people
how about the 14 year old girl that was raped by the troops?
Hey, they should be punished for it.
What about the collateral murder video where we know at this point that nobody has been prosecuted for it, but it's right there on video, the shooting up of a 7 year old.
They should be prosecuted, but you're going with a small 1% of all the GIs that have been there. You're looking at that 1% that did those crimes.
Yeah, but 100% of the GIs are following the orders of politicians, who, by the way, some of them are liberals. I believe the man calling himself the president is a liberal. Wouldn't you qualify Barack Obama as a liberal?
I would call him more of a socialist.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought some people equate liberalism with socialism, so I apologize. So you're saying he's not a liberal then?
To me, he's a socialist. Look at Bill Ayers, the guy that he's with from the Weather Underground, a socialist. But
don't
judge us by what 1% of the military does, where they go out and they do.
So you support socialism?
You know, I can't sit here and list off the things that the 99% of the military has done, but I can tell you that 99% of the military and more has obeyed, this president and gone into these wars that have never been declared. There hasn't been a declared war in this country since 1941, but the military picks up their guns and does whatever they're told every single time. Doesn't that bother you? I mean, didn't you swear an oath to the Constitution?
I swore an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Then why don't you tell the politicians I'm not going to pick up a gun and go anywhere until you declare a war, because that's what the Constitution says you should do.
And that's where you, the public, come in, where you need to vote those guys out. And
because you're
Congress
too weak-willed to actually
you're not
going to
actually defend the Constitution like you said you would.
You're too much of a coward to actually refuse to obey an order, right?
No, if I was given an order to fire on somebody that's unarmed, I would refuse.
No. To go to war unconstitutionally. You said you swore an oath to the Constitution, but you're too chicken to actually uphold your oath, right?
No, we also have sworn an oath to obey the orders of those appointed over.
So the hell with the Constitution. So screw the Constitution. Whatever the socialist president says, Jeff will do, right?
Well, put it this way. What if he got us involved in Africa?
But I just want to make sure I'm clear. We're clear, right? Like, screw the Constitution.
It's not us. It's the military that's getting involved in Africa. I mean, there's just some guy in Washington, D.C. saying stuff, and then the rest of you guys do it. If you don't do it, then it doesn't get done, my friend.
If we don't do it, it's going to open up the front door for the terrorists to come walking through.
Oh, please. You really believe that nonsense? You really believe the terrorists
flew planes in the buildings because the United States military has boots on the ground in the Middle East, or did prior to 9/11.
And it's such fear-mongering claptrap, Jeff, to suggest that without the U.S. military running around the world killing people, that somehow there would be terrorism here. There's not a damn thing stopping anybody from building a bomb, hijacking a tanker truck, running into the side of a building, or doing any manner of terroristic activities here, period. There's nothing stopping them except for the fact that no one's doing it.
And why is that? We have their asses over in Afghanistan fighting.
Oh, so what you're saying
is
there's no one in this country that is so vehemently in disagreement with what the federal government does right now. They're all over in Afghanistan, is what you're saying.
Right, because terrorists are smart. They want to fight the military, not innocent civilians, right?
Thanks, Jeff, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Now, I'm not looking for
apologies.
I'm not looking for apologies from people in the military. I think that is a acerbic position. However, if somebody in the military or somebody who's not in the military calls in to defend the foreign policy of the United States, I'm going to jump all over them. I don't care if they're a veteran. I don't care if they're a nun. I don't care if they're an elected official. I don't care who they are. These policies from the United States government are their empire building.
You're just a bleeding heart liberal.
Right, I'm a bleeding heart liberal. I'm a registered Republican. I've been a Republican my whole life.
He calls you a liberal and then goes on to defend doing whatever a socialist tells him to do.
Right. That's hilarious.
So I'll do whatever the fascist George Bush tells me, or I'll do whatever the socialist Barack Obama tells me, because, well, I swore an oath to follow orders blindly.
Right.
The hell with the Constitution.
Yeah, forget the part about the Constitution in there. It was first.
Let's talk to Andrew, listening in Richmond to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Andrew.
Yes.
Andrew, what's on your mind tonight? You're on the air. Andrew? Hello. All right. Tell you what, we'll put him back on hold. Maybe he got... I don't know what happened there. All right. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Hour number two is on the way. Still more on this Consumer Product Safety Act. We'll tell you what they've done and what they're planning on doing to all the small toy manufacturers in this country. Come on, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.